So we're continuing today. Today's daf is Hey Amad Aleph. Friday, we're actually picking up on Dalet Amad Beis 4b Tnan Hossam, which is at the two dots, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 lines up from the bottom. So Gemara says as follows, Tnan Hossam. So the halach is we can eat chametz. It's talking about Erev Pesach. You can eat chametz the entire fifth hour, and you begin to burn it at the beginning of the sixth hour. Rabbi Huda says, "Ochin kol arba." Now you could eat chametz the entire fourth hour. V'tolin kol chamish, and then then you go. And literally, tolin means like to suspend, which essentially means you can't eat it, but you can derive hanah from it. That's the entire fifth hour. B'sarfim mitchilas sheish, and you burn it at the beginning of the sixth hour. So essentially, Rabbi Huda, as in like a buffer there. D'kulei amma miha chametz mishesh shal solamay la'aser. But what do you see from here? Everyone agrees that chametz from the sixth hour and on is aser, to which the Gemara says, minolon. From where do we know this? Abaye says, trei kroi ksivi. There are two psukim. Ksiv, shivas yamim sor leimatze bivateichem. So on one hand it says, for 7 days you can't have sa'ar, which is chametz, a leavened product in your sa'ar is really like soured like yeast. You can't have chametz in your home for 7 days. Uksiv, and then the pasuk says, on the first day, you shall remove the sa'ar. Suppose I say it's a contradiction. On one hand, the pasuk says, for 7 days, you can't have chametz. But then the pasuk says, on the first day, you really shouldn't have chametz. How do you reconcile this? Ha-ketzad. The rabbos are ba'asar lebir. So this comes to teach us that halacha lemaisa, bayom harishon, ultimately, again, is a reference actually again to the 14th of Nisan, to Erev Pesach, not Pesach itself. I ve'emel rabos lele chamisha salabir. Maybe it's coming to say that halacha lemaisa, the night of the 15th, the first night of Pesach, is when you have to go ahead and get rid of your chametz. V'sacharayt chamino yomim ksiv. The Gemara says, because you would have thought to say, it says yomim. Yomim in lelos lo. So again, because I would have thought maybe the only time to get rid of chametz is by day, not at night. Kamash malon afilu lelos. Maybe it's coming to include that even at night, maybe the pasuk is actually teaching me that you should get rid of chametz on the night of the 15th. Hahu lo tzrichle. The Gemara says, no, we don't need that. But say, hey, Amud Aleph, 5a, why the ha'iskish hashbasas or lachilas chametz? Va'afilas chametz, lachilas chametz, lachilas matzah. To which the Gemara explains, because the destruction of chametz is compared to the consumption of chametz, and the consumption of chametz, or the prohibition of consumption of chametz, is connected to achilas matzah. So the Gemara says, how does this mean? Hashbasas or achilas chametz? Where do we see this connection ultimately again between the destruction of chametz and the consumption of chametz? The Gemara says, "Dechsev shivas yamim sorli matzim b'vateichem." Pasuk says, "For 7 days you will not have any sor in your home." Ki kol ochel machmetzes v'nichrasa. Whoever eats chametz will get karis. Va'afilas. So therefore, again, I'm about to say, what do you see? You see over here the connection ultimately between the destruction of chametz and ultimately again the prohibition to eat chametz. The Gemara goes weiter. Ki kol ochel magud va'afilas chametz la'afilas matzah. And achilas chametz is also compared to achilas matzah. How so? Dechsev kol machmetzes lo sochel. The Torah says, don't eat chametz. B'chol moshel seichem tochlu matzos. In all of your dwellings, you shall eat matzah. K'siv be'be matzah, be'erev tochlu matzos. And again, by matzah itself, my matzah says explicitly that on the night of Pesach is when you go ahead and you eat matzah. Says the Gemara ve'emel, l'rabos le'al arba asar le'bir. Maybe the pasuk is coming to teach me that we actually do bir chametz on the night of the 14th, bayom k'siv. Pasuk says bayom, which indicates us that although we search for chametz at night, ultimately the destruction itself is done by day. I ve'ema mitzafra, so maybe halacha lemaisa it means that you do it in the morning. Maybe the obligation for beer is not midday, but rather again it's the morning. Ach chilek, the word ach ultimately goes ahead and distinguishes. Therefore, I will say, interestingly enough, the pasuk of ach bayom harishon. When the pasuk says, but on the first day you shall remove the sa'ar from your home, that pasuk is actually the makar, that is the source, ultimately again, that bir chametz is done on Erev Pesach. And the word ach, which is the word that essentially cuts the day in half, ach, right, l'chalik, makes a distinction, indicates to us that bir chametz, the destruction of chametz, must be accomplished by midday. Incredible. The Beir Rabbi Shmuel Tana, so we'll say, the Beir Shmuel taught, the Gemara says, "Matzinu arba'asar shenikra rishon, shenemar barishon ba'arba'asar yom lachodesh." So interestingly enough, remember, all of this is based, there's a little bit of an ambiguity in the pasuk, right? Because the pasuk itself says, "Ach bayom harishon tashbisu sa'ar mi batechem." So we would have thought Yom Rishon means the first day of Pesach. Kamash Malone means Erev Pesach. So now the Gemara says, where do you see that Erev Pesach, the 14th of Nisan, is called Yom Rishon? Quotes over here the Pasuk, Shenemar Barishon Barba'asar Yom Lachodesh. On the 14th day of the month of Nisan. So from here you see that Erev Pesach itself ultimately again is called Yom HaRishon. And from here we see the proof that Halacha L'maisa, Bir Chametz takes place on Erev Pesach and again by midday. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says as follows, Rishon Demei Karamashmo. Interestingly enough, Rishon doesn't really mean first. Rather, what does Rishon mean? Rishon means that which is prior to the first. Interesting. The Amar Kra, HaRishon HaAdam Tivalid, because the Pasuk says in Eov, HaRishon HaAdam Tivalid, this is Hashem talking to Eov. Eov, were you born before man? So from here you see that Rishon means before. Therefore, when the Pasuk says, Ach Bayom HaRishon Tashpisu Sa'ar Mibateichem, but on the first day you shall destroy the Sa'ar, ultimately, again, first day doesn't mean first day of Yom Tov. Rather, it means the day before the first day of Yom Tov, which is Erev Pesach. Incredible. El Mi'ata. But one second, if that's true, Ulakachtam Lachem B'Yom HaRishon, Hachanam D'Yishon Mei Karam Hashemo, when the Pasuk says you shall take Lulav and Esrog, right? Dalad Minim, on the first day of Pesach, on the first day of Sukkis. So it says Rishon. Does that mean on Erev Sukkis? Shiny Hasam, it's different there. Dechsev, Usmachtem Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem, Shivas Yomim. There the Pasuk says, you shall rejoice before HaKadosh Baruch Hu for 7 days. Sukkis. Mash Shvi'i Shvi'i Lechag, Afrishon Rishon Lechag. Just like Shvi'i in that context means the seventh day of Pesach. So to Rishon means the first day of Sukkis. Incredible. I Gemara Hachanami Ksiv. Ach b'Yomer Rishon Teshbisu. Shivas Yomim Masos Tochelu. I we can say the same thing over here. It says Ach b'Yomer Rishon Teshbisu. Destroy chametz on the first, but it says for 7 days you shall eat matzah. Now everyone agrees obviously that the obligation to eat matzah is on the 7 days of Yom Tov itself. So maybe Rishon means the first day of Yom Tov as well. Imke Nichtov Kra Rishon. Then the pasuk should have just said Rishon. HaRishon Lamali. Why does it say the first? The Gemara says Lishma Mina Kidlecha Da'amro, to teach us that Rishon in this context does not actually mean the first day of Pesach. Rather, it means the day before the first day of Pesach. Incredible. Ihachi Asam Nami HaRishon Lamali. Aye, but by Sukkis it says the same thing, right? Lekachtam Lachem Bayom HaRishon, the first day. Why does it say that? Vesu Hasam Dichsev Yom Rishon Shabbason Ubiyom Hashvi'i Hashmini Shabbason. There the pasuk says, on the first day Shabbason, the eighth day Shabbason, Emar Rishon Demei Karamashma. Maybe Rishon in this context, even by Sukkis, means the day before the first day of Yom Tov. Shiny Hasam, no, it's different by Sukkis. I'll tell you why. Da'amar Kra Ubayom Hashmini Shabbason. Pasuk says, on the eighth day, which is Shmini Atzeres, is a day where you can't do Malacha, day of rest. Mashmini Shmini Dechag, just like Shmini in this context, clearly means the eighth day of the Yom Tov, Shmini Atzeres. So too, HaRishon, the Gemara says, Rishon, Af, Rishon, Rishon Dechag. So too, when it says Rishon, Rishon means the first day of the Yom Tov, Ay, HaRishon Lamali. So why is HaRishon there? Ultimately, again, Lemeute, Cholo Shamoid. It's to exclude Cholomoid. Rabbi Sinai, remember again, the Pasuk itself is talking about that halacha l'maisa, you have to take to lulav and esrog. The HaRishon is teaching us that the mitzvah d'oraisa lulav and esrog only applies on the first day of Yom Tov. It does not apply on chol hamoed. Interesting. Midoraisa, I cholo shomoy m'rishon shmini nafka. But is that true? That ultimately, again, I will say. So remember, this is also talking about malacha. Right, that ultimately, again, the Isra Malacha, I'm sorry, not Lulav and Esrog, excuse me, that the Isra Malacha ultimately, again, teaches us that Halacha L'maisa, the Isra Malacha only applies on Yom Tov itself, doesn't apply in Chol HaMoed. Chol HaShemoy Mirishon Shmini Nafka, but is that true? That Chol HaMoed ultimately, again, is learned out from Rishon and Shmini. The Gemara says, it's Tzrich, I tell you, I need it. The Gemara says, I'm sorry, Chol HaShemoed Mirishon Ushmini Nafka. No, it's not true. Chol HaMoed itself, or the exemption of Chol HaMoed from the Isra Malacha, is learned out from Rishon and Shmini, to which the Gemara says, no, it's Tzrich, I need both, and I'll tell you why. Sa'adayit Chamino, or really, I need the Hey in HaRishon. Sa'adayit Chamino, Chol HaVekasav Rachmano B'Yom HaShmini, Vav Mosif Al Inyon Rishon, since the Torah says, Uba Yom HaShmini. Therefore, again, the Vav is coming to add on. afilu b'chol shamoy, that even on chalamayid, you're not allowed to do malacha. Kamashmalon, no. Kamashmalon, ultimately, harishon, that it's only the primary days of yantiv that have an isra malacha, not chalamayid. Ay, v'lo lichtov, rachmana lo vav, v'lo hey. So leave out vav and leave out hey. V'su hasam d'chsiv, bayomarishon mikra kodesh yelachem, rishon d'mei karamashma. Ay, but again, the pasuk says, "Be'omer Rishon Mikra Kodesh." So again, are you telling me that in that context, also Rishon means the day before the first? Elahani Shlosha Rishon. Sorry, Elahani Shlosha Rishon Mibayle. The Chedan Rishon. Rather, again, these three expressions of Harishon, the first, really are for Halacha Rabbi Shmuel taught. The Tanur Dei Rishon. Bischar Shlosha Rishon Zachu LeShlosha Rishon. So this is quite beautiful. In the schos of three Rishons, or really three things that are called Rishon. What are those three things that are called Rishons? Not doing malacha on Pesach, not doing malacha on Sukkis, and the mitzvah of Lulav and Esrog. Zachu l'shlosha Rishon. Ultimately, again, Klal Yisrael is zocha to three things. Number one, lahachris zaro shel Esav, to obliterate the offspring of Esav, lebinyan beis hamikdash, ultimately to build the beis hamikdash, ulishmo shel Mashiach, and ultimately, again, the name of Mashiach. So therefore, again, both amazingly enough, three rishons, or I should say three halachos, or three mitzvahs, not doing malach on Pesach, not doing malach on Sukkis, and lulav and esrog, entitled Klal Yisrael to three opportunities. Number one, to eradicate Esav, who again has been a thorn in our side from the beginning. Number two, to build the Beis HaMikdash. And number three, Meretz Hashem, to be Roy Lekalo Mashiach. At the most, we'll stop here. I'm going to record the rest of the daf in a separate recording. Shkoyach, everyone.